So our last day together as a practitioner group. And we thought we might start with the brief open frame since we're still, probably people are navigating the traffic that's out there.
So this is an opportunity for any other questions that you have about NLP or anything else that has been lingering in the back of your mind that you would like to know more about.
Especially about metaprograms, since we went through them all, but we didn't have a chance to really discuss it at the end. What we'll do this morning, kind of a roadmap for today actually, is you'll have an opportunity to do a complete lab profile. There's a form in your notes with another person. So in a little while, we're going to ask you to get together with somebody who you weren't working with yesterday, maybe somebody you don't know so well, and go through it, and then you may surprise yourself at how accurate a predictions you can start to make with someone around that.
What was that?
A metaprogram, lab profile.
Going through all of it
with somebody, and it'll probably, the first time you do it, it usually takes about 20 minutes because you want to be really thorough, or half an hour. Later, if you say, tell me about a work experience you enjoyed a couple of times, usually that gives you everything you need.
So do you normally, you go through all some subset of them, eight of them or something, when you profile somebody, or do you normally just keep them in the back of your mind as people are talking to you, you just pick out some of them and you notice what's going on?
You can do both, Horacio. So some people do it in more of a formal interview setting, like during the hiring process if they're working in HR. Other people do it conversationally, like you can do it in a sales context, like Damon was saying. And then the other useful benefit of it is that you can also hold it in your mind. And then when you're interacting with people, you might notice that they say something or they do something, and you can think to yourself, oh, they're internally referenced. No wonder they're like that. Or, oh, they're being really proactive right now. Or they're being really reactive, and it can give you some understanding into them. And then you can adjust your language patterns to help motivate them more, whatever the context might be. So those are really the three ways you can use them. Is more in a formal interview setting, you can use them kind of conversationally where you're doing the interview, or hold them in your head and then that way just use it as a backdrop to help you understand people when you're interfacing with them, and it gives you an opportunity to be able to adjust your behavior and be more flexible and guide them and motivate them and have deeper rapport.
The first one, you're listening for criteria words.
Yes. Yeah, like just what do you want in a job? Or what's important to you in a job? So if I met Chris somewhere and I would, even in a really informal thing, I say, oh, so you train NLP. What do you like about that?
Well, you know, it's fun. I get to travel. I meet interesting people. It's work I love to do.
So now she's going to give me the criteria. Now I have that.
And we have those.
If you really have that criteria, what is that? Those are great criteria then. What does that get for you when you have that? I can get the torture away from. So you do it very conversationally. And the nice thing about the lab profile is that sometimes like for hiring, sometimes it's illegal to use a form like Myers-Briggs. Because there's too much concern it might exclude certain people. And it's they call it a BFOQ. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but anybody from HR here? BFOQ is a bona fide occupational qualification. And if you say, this person, it's a part of the federal law, and you say, well, this person's really away from and we need somebody that's toward, they're going to say, how does that relate to their job? And so somebody could actually sue you because you didn't hire them based on that. But if you're interviewing them this way, you'll know it, and you don't have to take them through some formal process that may not be legal. It'd be your own understanding of how they might fit in, and so that wouldn't be illegal.
Yes. And the other part of that is, too, is that if you are wanting to hire somebody or work with somebody or even on a board or a team or whatever, you can start thinking through the types of metaprograms you might want for that person and then literally adjust the job description to match those meta programs, or you can just hold them in your mind, and then as you're talking to people, you can do that cross comparison, and that's a nice way to use them as well.
Back in the day, Roger Bailey and a partner of his, basically in the early 1980s, profiled everybody at Southwest Airlines, and they based all their hiring on that. And if you've ever been with around Southwest Airlines, they usually have people are pretty good fit for their job. That was one place where everybody there basically got profiled, or at least a huge sampling there. Yes?
What about DISC? I mean, I use DISC for my hiring.
Sorry?
The DISC assessment?
Yeah.
I use that. Is that illegal?
It could be illegal, yeah.
Is it really?
If somebody sued you for that and said, well, it didn't have anything to do with the job, it had to do with some kind of personality assessment, you could potentially have an issue. So you want to be really careful with that kind of stuff.
I use sales reluctancy too, that assessment. Uh-huh. But I just need to know if these people are going to be good salesmen or, I use it as a training method. It's before I hire though.
Yeah.
Is that illegal that what I'm doing? Because I need to figure out for me.
Well, it's something you might want to check on.
Make sure
it's okay to do that. I know a guy from the Midwest who was telling me that his company got sued because they were using something similar to the DISC. And somebody said, I got excluded because of that test. You know, the profile, it's not really a test, but they called it a test. And it didn't really pertain to the content of the job, which is kind of crazy, but it's the way things are nowadays. So, in Europe, it's a lot more open. There's a person named Jaap Hollander who I've worked with for many, many years. When I train in the Netherlands, he has an institute, the biggest institute in Holland, and I train with them every year. And over the years, he developed something called Mind Sonar. And the name doesn't work so well in English, but in Holland, they really like that kind of a name. Used to be called the Meta Profile, but it's being used all over Europe and for hiring. For example, BMW uses it. They profile their most effective salespeople, and they hire based on that assessment, who's doing the best job. The Dutch police use it in Amsterdam. The Dutch Army uses it for its leadership program. And a lot of organizations use it. The way they use it is they'll profile their best people, and then it tells them where to train the other people so they know what to do and be more effective and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of good uses. If you look up mindsonar.info, there's a lot of information on meta programs. There are articles on that page, and I'd really recommend it. MindSonar is an online program, so you can you need to go through a MindSonar certified person, but then you can take this profile online. And it's incredibly accurate, and it's been very well tested.
So it's funny. Sometimes you can even, with meta programs, you can even observe people just non-verbally and start getting a sense of them. Like I noticed Rhea just closed the door. So what does that tell you about? Is she being reactive or proactive in that moment? And I would imagine that she's probably, tends to be and I won't say all or a lot, but several contexts that might be a part of you. You tend to be proactive. So,
I know.
It's good. It's a way to take care of yourself.
I'm honoring it. It's fun though, because you can, you can just start noticing that in people, even non-verbally in their behaviors. You can start noticing with these meta programs where they're operating from within that context.
Somebody's really reactive, they might go to Damon and say, why didn't you close the door? That music's driving me crazy. You know, you're the coordinator here. Shouldn't you be taking
Or you
care?
Might just sit there.
And he's going, I didn't even notice it, right?
Or you just sit there in your seat kind of helpless, So we all have different ways that we operate from, and what these meta programs do is give you deeper understanding of that.